Yes, indeed, we are very much enjoying entering into this communion of light with you, and we are finding ourselves quite pleased and quite honored to be connecting with each of you in all the ways that we are doing so here today. And as we enter into this conversation, we do welcome you to our delicious series that is all about the idea of thriving in regards to the topic of money. And this is where we begin. So today we begin our new series of conversations by saying quite plainly, quite clearly, quite distinctly that there is always enough money. There is always enough money. Now, we are not here to convince you of this. We are here to assert it. And there is a difference between the two. If we were going to convince you of this thing, we would start drawing out examples and we would start saying, well, if you notice this, then you would see it this way, and if you notice that, you would see it that way. And that is a very delicious conversation to be had, undoubtedly. But here today, right now, right here, right in this moment, this is a conversation about thriving. And in our conversation about thriving, all that we will be speaking about is what is so. And what is so is that there is always enough money. What is so is that there is always everything that you are wanting in perfect measure and in exactly the way that you have decided it will be according to your lights. But there is always enough money. There is always enough money. Any evidence to the contrary is simply an opportunity to choose this thought once again. There is always enough money. So, throughout this series of conversations, we'll be rampaging with you a bit about how wonderful it is to be thriving around the topic of money. Your role in this series, something we very rarely say, is to, of course, decide what it is that you want from what you're hearing. Take that and leave the rest. That is always the case. But your role, in addition to that, is to notice whether you are hearing thoughts that really are in alignment with you. Not noticing whether you can get on board with thoughts and try to align yourself with them. Thriving means you have what you want. Thriving means you are the one who is creating this reality. Thriving means that everything is happening exactly in the way and exactly in the measure and exactly in the manner in which you yourself have decided. And it is the very best possible version of whatever it is that you have decided. There is always enough money, and you are thriving right now, right here, today. We hold an image of you. We hold a very clear image of you. And that image is this, that you are abundantly held, that all is well, and that everything that you are wanting is now yours in the having of it. In the having of it. Not that you can have anything you want, for that certainly is the case, but that's like saying the sky is blue. Of course you can have anything you want. You're a master manifester, you're a powerful creator. Of course that is the case. What we see you doing is we see you having what you want. Not reaching for it, not grabbing for it, not making it happen, not trying to ease your way into it, but actually having it. That is the vision that we hold of you. That is the space that we hold for you, and we say that it is true. Now, it is our invitation that you say that it is true as well, but only if that thought feels like an aligned thought to you. Thriving means you're not reaching for things that don't belong to you. So you're not trying to get on board with thoughts that seem like a really good idea, but you're not quite there yet. No, you don't have to wait. There are thoughts right now, right here, right in this moment, that are present and powerfully true for you that are available to you to have right now. Thoughts about money, thoughts about well-being, thoughts about relationship, thoughts about all sorts of things, self-expression, the work that you do, the manner in which you do anything and everything, how delicious it is to be right where you are right in this moment. All of these amazing experiences that you are creating in your life all have perfectly aligned thoughts waiting for you to pick them up. Thoughts that are already in alignment with you that are an expansion of what you want or an expansion into the newness of something that is quite wonderful. You never really have to reach for anything. Aligned thoughts are always naturally there because they are a natural extension of what you're focusing on. Even when you're focusing on something you don't like, these thoughts are available to you to ease into, to just move over into, and you don't have to reach for them. They're not far away. They're immediate. But we get back to the point of our conversation, which is there is always enough money. There is always enough money. Always, 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 there is always enough money. Now, we're not suggesting you use this thought to look retrospectively at your life. We're inviting you to pay attention to this thought and to project it from the present into the future. We're actually inviting you to assert this thought and say this is true. But again, only if it actually does feel better to you to actually do. There is no reason ever for you to do anything other than just simply allow yourself to have what it is that you actually want. What it is that's right in front of you, what it is that's easy to get to, what it is that's just an open, expansive place for you to move into. This is thriving. Thriving is you're rocking and rolling, you're moving, you're going, it's happening, it's unfolding, you're there. And this is already true. There's nothing absent from your experience. There's nothing missing from who you are. There's nothing over there that you're going to get to at some point later. There is only right now, right here, right where you are. And right here, right now, right in this moment, you are thriving. Money is abundant. There is always enough money. There is always enough money. We simply can't say it enough because it is such a delicious statement. We revel in this idea because what it says to us is that you have what you want and there is nothing more delicious to us than that. To be in the presence, to be in your presence, as you are having what you are wanting, is astonishingly delicious. It's so wonderful. It's so amazing. It's so available, and it's so present. There really is nothing more delicious than this. We invite you today to really, truly, deeply, dearly, and wonderfully relish the thriving that is already happening in your life. It is amazing. And there always is enough money. Always, 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 always enough money. We find it interesting and we find it delicious to say these words and to really allow them to be what they actually are. They're not affirmations of things to come. They are an assertion of a truth that is already present. If you can hear what we are saying, if you understand the meaning of it, and we don't mean a deep meaning, we just mean the meaning of the words, your vibrational match to it. If you're having resistance to the idea, you're a vibrational match to it. If you're vehemently disagreeing with the idea, you're a vibrational match to it. The resistance, the disagreement, is just your orientation to the idea. It's not whether you're a match to it. It's just your orientation. And right now, right here, you can change your mind if you want. You don't have to. But it might be delicious to do so. Then again, it might not. It's completely up to you. It belongs to you. It's about you. And you can literally have anything that you actually want. It's imminently present and available for you right now, right here. So today we invite you to really notice that there is always enough money, that you are thriving already, that this is the place and now is the time, and you are here and it is happening. It is powerful. We also invite you to think of these thoughts in purely practical terms. Yes, this is a spiritual concept. Yes, there's a metaphysical truth. Yes, these are indeed enlightened, expansive, deeply powerful ideas. But you are experiencing yourself as a physical being. The practicality of these ideas are the most important thing. And the number one thing, if we were in your shoes, would be to ask the question, is there any inspired action that I can take? Because you do want to be the most cooperative component in your own manifestations. And if you're actively resisting the having of something, you're not being the most cooperative component. Now notice the resistance that arises to these thoughts that we have been presenting here today, and use that contrast, leverage it powerfully, by realizing that you can now make a new choice. If what you have been thinking is, no, there's not enough money, you have an opportunity here to turn around and say, yes, there is enough money. Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. And to use the intensity of your resistance as the power behind the new rockets of desire that you're going to launch that say, oh, hell yes, there is enough money. This is powerful indeed, and this is thriving. So, once again, we find ourselves quite pleased and quite honored to be connecting with each of you in all the ways that we have done so here today through this conversation. And as always, we very much look forward to the next time that we are able to do so again. And until that very delicious and very wonderful time, we do bid you a very fond farewell.